What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
You're talking me, you fucking cockroach. I can't do a good Tony Montana. Can you do a Tony Montana?
No.
How's he do? You're fucking cockroach. You're fucking cockroach.
You're fucking cock. No, I can't.
He says it like five times.
You're fucking cockroach. I can't.
You're talking to me. He like never closes his mouth. You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
You're fucking cockroach.
You're talking to me. I'm gonna
fucking. In one of the greatest villain lines in history, Al Pacino says, "Say goodnight to the bad guy." That line couldn't be more perfect for both of these movies. Two of the best drug dealer movies of all time, if you ask me. One takes place in America, one takes place in Europe. I love them fucking both. Scarface. Taking on Layer Cake. Ashley, what did you think?
I am pretty sure I am the only human on Earth who has never seen Scarface.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you really are. Like, I remember growing up and, like, at least 50% of my friends had a Scarface blanket as their curtains.
Everybody like, had that. Everybody had the posters or the blanket or the everybody.
Yeah, every wannabe weed dealer had like a "The World Is Yours" fucking money clip. Okay.
Lord, it's so true. And I've never seen Layer Cake.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
What I find funny is I've seen Blow. But I haven't seen these. Remember Blow with Johnny Depp?
Oh, yeah. A good flick. But
I haven't seen these two, so.
You okay? Are you having a stroke?
I'm good. It was just a lot of carbonation. But I have not seen either of these. I found one to be extremely boring.
Oh, my fucking God. I'm so sick of that. Okay.
And one to be okay.
I'm really sick of you. All
right. I'm going to let you try to figure out which one is which.
I'm guessing the layer cake was the okay one.
Opposite.
Wow. I'm fucking okay.
Scarface was okay.
And layer cake was boring?
Dude, it was brutal. What? I dread. Yeah, to get through that. I was just over it. And then it was a job and a job, and he had to finish the next job. Like, oh my God, like, we're still fucking doing this. Like, buddy, let's go. So, he's not looking at me right now. He's a little upset, but yeah, it was okay. I didn't mind Scarface. I don't think I'll watch it again tomorrow, but it was okay.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
What do you want to say?
No, nothing.
Say what you want to say.
No, no.
I can't believe you just Layer Cake. Like, it wasn't even a successful movie in the box office. The movie wasn't great.
It's a fucking awesome movie. What are you talking about?
Dude, they didn't make anything. The movie
doesn't,
is...
Just because a movie doesn't make money doesn't mean it's a fucking bad movie.
A little bit.
Take fucking every Best Picture winner that's ever won. Like... Half of them don't make any money. They make like $1 million at the box office, which is nothing.
Whatever, still. But anyways, what is your favorite thing about Scarface? Maybe you can turn me.
About Scarface?
Yeah.
I think fucking Scarface is great. I think Al Pacino's accent is fucking hilarious.
Dude, it kills. I couldn't do it.
It's so funny. Like,
oh my God.
It's like, and maybe it's just because it's been so, like, parodied so many times now that, like, when he does it, I fucking laugh. But it might make it better. Like, if I make the movie funnier, like.
A little bit. That shower scene was fucking nuts, intense, though.
Yeah.
Apparently that happened in real life to the writer.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. Not like he wasn't like Tony or anything, but apparently that was like real.
Jesus.
Yeah, people actually did that. That bath scene is fucking intense.
Because I know the writer was Oliver Stone. He's a fucking excellent writer. He's done a lot of movies like Platoon. He did like Natural Born Killers. Directed Natural Born Killers. But, and I don't know. I don't know. See, Scarface is interesting because the character of Tony Montero is so fucking evil. He's so deplorable. Like, but like, I think he says it best where like, everyone loves to look at the bad guy. Everyone loves to like no one's ever going to be as bad as me kind of thing. Like, right. And he's kind of got this like, I don't know. He's,
there
and
was
he's
the one even, rant in like the restaurant where he's like, yeah. You need me.
Yeah.
To make yourselves look good, you need people like me.
And it's funny because, like, I have a couple of friends who like are like this, where like you'll be talking to somebody and you'll be trying to do something important, and they'll just start running their mouth, and you're like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, shut up!" Like, and like that's what he reminded me of. Is right. Like, it's like, God damn it! Like, he's that friend that you just that just doesn't give a fuck about what they say. You know what I mean? Like,
and you can see his buddy is always trying to pull him back. Like, no, Tony, it's okay. Yeah, like. Yeah. His wife, I hated her as a character.
Awful.
Michelle Pfeiffer. I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
She's one of my favorite actresses. Even now, like she's a fox. She's fan. Like she's a great actress.
Dude, her in this movie, I just wanted to fucking kill her.
Yeah, she was like, and is she even into him? I can't even tell. Like, did he just like kidnap her and like force her to be his wife, or like is she into him? I can't even tell.
Neither can I, because. She was the same way with Frank.
Yeah. Maybe she just likes money. I don't know. Like, I guess she must have gotten all of Frank's money when he died.
Because she even says, like, during their marriage, she keeps saying, like, well, all you do is talk about money, Tony. Frank never talked about money.
Yeah.
Or, like, talking about being in bed, and she's like, why can't you be like Frank? It's like...
Yeah.
What the fuck are you with him?
It's like, so strange. And it's actually funny because I read somewhere that, like, you don't actually see them ever do any, like, nothing intimate. Like, they don't kiss. They don't hold hands.
They kiss at the wedding.
No, but there's a veil, isn't there?
He, like, lifts and kisses her.
Oh, does he? Oh.
Yeah, I just watched it today.
So. Yeah. I watched it yesterday, so.
Yeah, like, so they do kiss there. But other than that, no, they don't. Because the next scene you really see them married is him in the tub. When she's like, when they have the
Oh, and that's the one where she says Frank never talks about money. Yeah.
That's all he talks about. And she's right.
It's true.
All Tony talks about is money and money and money and money.
Which would drive me crazy too after a while. Like,
it's like, okay, I get it. Like, you're the top god. I get it. Like, shut up.
Yeah. No, it's funny. It's weird when the most likable character in the movie is his buddy, Stephen Bauer's character.
Like
him. He's fantastic. He's great in the movie.
And for his sister was such a, like, that would have been such a good pair.
I agree. And, like, here's the thing. But, I mean, the only problem with him is that's all he does is fuck chicks. Like, that's his thing. It's like, dude, like, like, which, so I can kind of understand, like, Tony not liking him talking to his sister because it's like, all you do is just bang everybody. Like, right. Stay away from her, man. Anybody else. Doesn't fucking matter. Like, so, either way. But you didn't like Layer Cake at all. There's nothing likable about Layer Cake. Like, even Daniel Craig, was he a great character?
He was okay.
You gotta give me something. You gotta give me fucking something, please. Like, anything.
So... When they had him as the main character and they portrayed that he would have been perfect for 007, I agreed with that.
Yes.
I like Daniel Craig. I love him as an actor. In this movie, he was good. He was. It got to a point where the movie was a little too jumpy for me. And that's when I started getting confused. Because he was like, all right, well, now you're attached to this girl's life. And if she dies, then you die. But you can't find her.
Yeah.
And that's whenever I started getting a little...
And that's the, I think, the point of the movie. It's like, it's supposed to be like a layer on top of a layer on top of a layer on top of a
layer.
Which
is exactly what... And that's why it's honestly Inception. If I watch it again, and I'll understand it again.
Yeah. These are the, I've seen the movie a couple of times, so like, but I probably understand it more.
So you understand, though, where I'm coming from, where I'm like, I just watched it, and I'm like...
You're like, what the fuck what just happened? Just...
And that's the only reason why I'm telling you that I don't like it. I love Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
I like the actors in it.
So it's actually funny. Daniel Craig... So this movie came out, and...
007 was like the next year after.
Yeah, Barbara Broccoli saw this movie and was like, holy fuck, he'd be perfect for 007.
Because I
and
heard that, he like, the they were like, oh, you'd be... They made jokes like, oh, you'd be perfect as a James Bond or whatever. Mm-hmm. Dude, like, he killed it.
Yeah, he's fucking amazing. He's my favorite 007, which a lot of people could argue with. I think he's great. I think Sean Connery's fantastic as well. A lot of people say it's either Sean Connery or Pierce Brosnan. I'm of the opinion that Daniel Craig fucking crushes.
I saw Casino Royale. I liked it.
I love Casino Royale.
I saw it in theaters. No, I remember it. Yeah, in theaters. So, like, it was jumping. And if we talk about it, I might like it more because then I'll...
Okay.
But obviously that's in spoilers.
Yeah.
I just got to, like, figure out what the fuck is going on, man.
Young Tom Hardy is probably the first thing I've ever seen.
I honestly know he's in it. I don't even know who he was in the movie.
He played, what's his name? Clarkie. He played, like, the guy that worked with him to, like, cut the drugs.
Yeah, in the... Because he's like, keep your circle small.
Yeah, he's like the one who says the very... I mean, this isn't a spoiler, but... I mean, it is actually a little bit of a spoiler. Never mind. But he does... He's like the guy... There's the scene at the very beginning when they're cutting drugs together. And he's like, this is Clarkie. He's like, he is in university for like biology or something. But you got to pay tuition somehow. And the two of them are cutting drugs. And then you hear the police siren and they both look out the window. That's Tom Hardy. The difference is he doesn't have any facial hair. And he's got the biggest fucking lips, eh? And apparently that's what why girls love him, because he's got like these big... I don't know.
I didn't even notice.
But like...
You know his big lips, Kylo Ren? I didn't notice until I started watching this movie.
Does he?
Who? I think he does, doesn't he?
In this movie?
Oh, just Kylo Ren in Star Wars.
I was going to say, what?
No, like I never noticed men with their lips. So like I'm just saying like...
I never noticed Kylo Ren's lips.
Maybe he... I don't know. I thought he did. Yeah,
Kylo Ren. Show off your those lips,
the
baby.
The entire movie, Dale and I are trying to figure out why girls are going like cuckoo over that actor. We can't figure it out.
He's got abs for days, first of all.
No, he doesn't!
Yes, he does.
There's a scene when he's shirtless and his pants are like pulled above his belly button and you're like, he just looks so stupid.
In all honesty, the actor that portrays Kylo Ren is Adam Driver. I remember back when Batman vs. Superman was announced. So this was fucking years ago. And they announced that Robin was going to be in this movie, like Dick Grayson. And Adam Driver is going to play that role. And I remember the fucking world went nuts. They were like negatively.
Oh.
Because to them, like, he looks so weird. Like, why would you get that guy?
What was he in before that made him know him?
Here's the thing. This thing, anybody that was complaining about it, they didn't know who he was.
Oh. Okay,
you see what I'm saying? They're just like, they just saw a picture of him.
They also grew up on the chance of Joseph Gordon-Levitt being Robin, who I fucking would die to see.
He's great, actually.
I would die to see that. Spoilers for the Batman series, but go ahead.
It's funny, though, but there are a group of people in this world that have seen the show Girls, and that's where Adam Driver kind of got his big start.
Oh.
And he's in that show, and he is... fucking super fit, one, and two, extremely charming.
Oh.
He is very good in that show. So, as soon as I heard he was going to play Dick Grayson, I was really excited. Because I was like, oh, fuck, he's so good in that show. And then, of course, you know, backlash, and then they cut him out. Or like, they decided not to go in that direction. I'm like, oh, you fucking ass.
Good for Robin of Batman versus Superman.
Sure. I mean, but then I heard he was going to be playing...
Kylo Ren.
Or here's the thing. Yeah. The villain in Star Wars, you know what I mean? And I was really excited because I was like, oh, I liked him. So I'm happy the world all of a sudden likes him. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, all of a sudden he's in one fucking movie and everybody loves him.
The entire world is like, oh my God.
And here's the thing. Actually, something similar is happening with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There was a particular character that was like revealed to be kind of a villain in that Falcon and the Winter Soldier show that just came out. And the entire world fucking lost their shit. They're like, oh, no, I don't like that character being a villain. And it got to the point where the fucking people who were making the next Captain America movie were like, okay, fine. We're going to not have her a villain.
No.
Which fucking drives me crazy. I don't like that. Because I remember when Heath Ledger was announced as the Joker. And the world.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, the world went fucking nuts. They're like, Heath Ledger is the Joker? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, everybody went nuts for that. And he's one of the greatest
villains
of all time.
There has never been and will never be a better Joker.
There will never be a better villain, if you ask me. Like, he's fucking spectacular.
I understand, like, the new guy. He is good. What the hell is this? And the new Joker.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix?
No, the one before that.
Oh, Jared Leto?
Jared Leto. Sorry, I forgot about Joaquin Phoenix already. That's how buddy they're
But that's the thing. It's like Spider-Man. It's like,
that's how quick they're jumping. Spider-Man is like that for me. It's killing me. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so... It's like, man, he was so good. Jared Leto was close.
Jared Leto was okay.
But
Jared Leto was a very different Joker, though.
He was cuckoo. He was much more cuckoo, which is what Joker is.
It's true. Here's the thing, though. Yeah, I see.
Heath Ledger was more smart.
Okay.
Cuckoo.
I'm of the opinion that Jared Leto played it more like a gangster. Like, he's kind of a thug. And it kind of makes sense in a weird way that, like, people would follow him. I don't understand for the life of me why anybody would follow Heath Ledger's Joker. Like, how he accumulated a gang, it baffles me. And, like, there's one scene where they try to explain it away, like, oh, well, you know, he desperate people and, like, from mental institutions and stuff. Like, no, I don't believe that. Like, sure, maybe some of them, but, like, it gets to the point where he owns half the fucking city. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, half of the organized crime. And it's like, I don't understand because he's so irrational. And, like, he's so chaotic. But that's kind of his character, and that's what makes him so interesting is, one, he's unpredictable. And two, he's chaotic, but he's, like, intelligently chaotic.
Right.
Like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's not chaotic because he can't help himself. He's chaotic because he wants to be. And like, everything he does.
He knows all the options of what can happen from this one thing.
Exactly.
So with like Two-Face, he's like, there's 8 ways this could have gone. And I've thought about all of them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it because it makes sense.
And like.
He looks like he's calculated crazy.
Exactly. Whereas Jared Leto is just like a criminal. He's, you know what I mean? He's fucking Tony Montana. Like, he can't help himself.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
Thank you. I'll just figure out we're going to segue back. But, okay, so you know what? Let's go ahead and rate because you got to inception me with layer cake.
Okay.
So I can maybe like it by the end of this podcast.
All right.
And then I can be your sister again.
Okay.
So keep in mind Scarface. 25 to 37 million, and they made 66.
Yeah. And I got to throw it out there, too, just off the top. I knew when I was kind of constructing this list that I really, really wanted a Brian De Palma movie in this, and I'm really happy that Scarface kind of got in there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's just when I was like, I had to have a De Palma movie in there, and happy Scarface.
What are other movies that he's done?
He's done, like, he did, like, Carrie.
New one?
No. Like, the one from the fucking, from the 70s. He did The Untouchables. He did the first Mission Impossible movie. But, like, he's done a lot of things like Blowout, which is a fucking amazing movie. Stuff like that. Casualties of War. I don't know.
Okay.
He's done a body double. He's done a lot of fucking just, he's big on suspense. He's, like, the king of suspense. There's a scene in Kill Bill when the bride is, like, in a coma and Al Driver shows up to give her the shot and she like dresses like a nurse and like the whistling very De Palma. You could just like, it just feels like a Brian De Palma.
All right.
And that's, yeah. So.
Dude, that whistle is so funny. I have a coworker. This is just random, really quick. My coworker walks home at like 3 o'clock in the morning and he's an amazing, amazing whistler. And he would just walk home. It's a 5-minute walk and he would whistle that song. And it's just like in his head, so whatever. But you got to picture there's nobody in the streets. It's dark. It's quiet. Yeah. And he's just singing this.
Imagine being another person.
So I have a friend of mine who's like, dude, I got creeped out last night. I go, why? She's like, so I was sitting in bed alone listening to my TV, and I heard the whistle from Kill Bill turned off my DVD player, and someone was singing it outside of my house. And it freaked her out because she lives next door to my buddy that I know. Okay. Best story. So when you think of that whistle, a young girl like 19 living alone in a downtown area, I laughed. But okay.
Either.
Damn, that movie is so, I love. They just got to Netflix, by the way. Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2.
I'm just happy that we got a De Palma movie in there. I don't know, it's one of those things.
Well, Scarface has to be on here. I don't think it's a list without it.
Exactly, right? Here's the thing. There are particular directors. There's probably like a handful of 20 directors that I kind of made sure I had at least one movie from them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I had to have one Spike Lee movie. I had to have
Stanley Kubrick. I had to have Quentin one Kubrick Tarantino.
Movie. I had to have one De Palma movie. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's one of those things. But
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's do some ratings.
So production, I have to give it to Scarface.
I have to give it to Scarface as well.
Yeah. Originality.
I would personally give this to.
I'll let you choose.
Oh, fuck. I would personally give it to, I don't know. I actually don't know this one.
Neither do I. This is an odd one.
Let's go back. Let's just bring it. Let's go back later.
Okay. So writing.
I
would give it to.
You give it to Skyface?
Yeah.
I would give it to Layer Cake. I would give it to Skyface only because Layer Cake is so muddled.
See, but you need to say this one because I don't know what's happening in Layer Cake.
Yeah.
Is it
pretty well written, but there's a lot going on. And it's based off a book, so I can understand why. Like
that was you said let me go back, you said the perfect word. That movie is so muddled.
Yeah, it's just
that
like
I don't know what's happening.
There's a lot going on, and that's the thing. So writing, I would probably give it to Scarface.
Okay.
I think it's
and
just
then acting. I'm giving it to Scarface.
I give it to Scarface.
Rewatchability.
I give it to Layer Cake. I watch Layer Cake a lot. Actually, I like that movie a lot.
Okay, so I'll listen to you for that one.
So I'd even we could go back and see originality is Layer Cake, but Scarface still wins.
Oh, okay.
So, is that cool?
Yep.
Cool.
Well, I kind of.
Yeah, it's okay.
I kind of thought Scarface was gonna go through.
Yeah,
it's one of those movies, man. It's like The Godfather.
Yeah.
Dark Knight. Scarface, like those are the three. Titanic, sorry, Titanic's in there. Those are like the four movies.
I like Scarface a lot. It's a movie that I don't watch very often. I watch it maybe once every like, we'll say 10 years. It just seems like
okay.
But every time I watch it, I enjoy the fuck out of it. And it's fucking like 3 hours long. So like,
I actually broke it in half by coincidence. I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
I could have actually watched the whole thing in one go.
Okay,
that actually says something because there are not a lot of movies that are 3 hours.
Yeah.
I couldn't even watch Gladiator one go.
And here's the thing, like, and it kind of, the pacing is actually pretty good. Like,
it's quick.
Like, it's weird. Like, it's a movie that's 3 hours, but not a lot happens, but it doesn't feel like it. You know what I mean? Like, it feels pretty.
Well, the first, like, half an hour is him poor.
Yeah.
And then it's how he became whatever. It's another half an hour.
Yeah.
That's already an hour. And then it's 2 minutes of his rise and fall.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, whatever. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I don't know if he really fell. I don't know. But, yeah, so honestly, I didn't mind Scarface, but hopefully in this next section, you can change my mind with Layer Cake.
Yeah, for sure. I just got to give a shout out to Matthew Vaughn, the guy who directed Layer Cake. Yep. Is his first movie. First directorial.
Oh.
He produced all of Guy Ritchie's movies, actually. Guy Ritchie, so Snatch, Lock, Stock, all those movies. So he was a producer on all those movies. And Guy Ritchie was actually supposed to direct Layer Cake, but he ended up getting caught up with some other movie. So
it does have his feeling.
Right.
The British, I guess, the British route is normally him.
So
Lock is Irish, aren't they?
No, they're London.
Just the Boondock Saints is.
Well, that's not.
I know, but I'm thinking, I might be thinking
probably
those two together.
But either way, so Guy Ritchie's supposed to direct it. He got ended up doing something else. So Matthew Vaughn stepped up. He was like, I could direct this. And he did. And since then, he's gone on to direct a fucking shitload of fucking awesome movies. He's directed Kick-Ass. He directed...
I remember Kick-Ass with McLovin.
Was McLovin in that?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was. He's the villain. Yeah.
That so was you're right. Kick-Ass. So, I remember that. The chick from... hold on. She's the little sister. Oh, 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, she's great in that
she
movie.
She was
actually.
In it.
She plays Hit Girl. Actually, I throw it out there. You brought up McLovin. So apparently
he got ruined for me because of Promising Young Woman.
Yeah, he's okay. Apparently McLovin turned 40 the other day. Okay. Not the actor. The driver's license. It says his birthday. And it says that he turned 40, like what day? So it says he's 40 years old the other day. So every fucking actor you could think of sent the actor birthday wishes saying happy 40th birthday.
Oh, I love
that. He's driving him fucking nuts. He's like, he's not even, I don't even think he's 30 yet. He might be like 31, but he's just like, you fucking assholes. Like everybody, it's somebody, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, everybody. Just like.
I love that. He is so funny because remember they're like, you're 22? And he's like, everyone puts 21.
I love it. It's like, it's just between McLovin or Muhammad. Why would it be Muhammad? Most popular name in the world. Read a fucking book.
Yeah. McLovin just turned 40.
Either way.
I was a celebrity, man, I have always told Dill if I ever become a celebrity, my plan is to hang out with people who throws everybody off. So I'm like, Dylan, paparazzi's gonna see me out with like Cardi B, and the next day it's gonna be like, I don't know, like Sean Penn. Yeah. Just like the most, I don't want them to know what's coming. One would be Oprah, like Michelle Obama, and then I'll go back to like Emma Stone, like just fucking I think that would make me laugh so hard. Well, ever since I heard Jennifer Lawrence is like good friends with Chris.
Like Chris Jenner?
That is what started this all. Like, that's a fucking hilarious story.
Apparently that came from, so she did a movie called Mother, like Jennifer Lawrence, which is a fucking awesome movie. I personally recommend it. I think it's a good flick. It's fucking bizarre. It's a weird ass fucking movie, but I recommend watching it because it's an experience.
I'm writing it down. Okay.
Okay. The only way to explain this movie is it all takes place in one house. Okay. You never leave this house. And it is fucking every genre of movie you could think of in one movie. It's bizarre. Oh. And the problem is you can't really talk about it without giving anything away. Okay. So, but like, it's...
Is it good? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's giving it away. Okay,
here's the thing. I saw it in a theater opening fucking day. I was so excited for this movie. Here's the thing. They got me right. They know me. Like, first of all, the director's Darren Aronofsky, one of my favorite directors. He did movies like The Fountain. He did Requiem for a Dream.
You love The Fountain.
Love The Fountain.
I love Requiem.
Yeah, he did Requiem for a Dream. He's done a bunch of movies. So I was already kind of on board. And then they started releasing like viral marketing. Like they released an audio clip, but it was like just like static. And you're like, what the fuck? And then you realize, like, if you put this audio clip through a filter, it showed a picture of like someone's face. And like stuff like that. I'm like, I was following this shit. Like they were leaving breadcrumbs for Steve to go to the theater. It's like, here you go, Steve. Just come to the theater. Like opening
come
day.
Come to the Cineplex.
Like I was so into it. So I saw this movie opening day. It was me and two other people. And the other two people were together. And I'm pretty sure one of them did not want to fucking be there. You know what I mean?
So your wife. Yeah. Yeah. It was in the back.
So I was like sitting there. The movie ended. I stood up. I looked at the people at the back of the theater. They shrugged. I shrugged. we all exit. That's the only way to explain this movie. Just like, I don't know. You
just agreeably shrugged at each other's strangers and just left.
Just like, I don't know what I just watched. It's so fucking bizarre.
How funny.
I've seen it. I own it. I immediately bought it as soon as it hit DVD. And I've watched it like fucking 10 times. I don't know. It's a fucking weird movie. It's
you don't know if you like it or so love it. It's so fucking weird.
I don't know how to explain it.
But you're asking us to watch it, but you're asking us not to watch it. Because we might like it, but we won't like it.
There are some movies that it's beyond whether or not you like it or love it. You just have to see it. It's just like it's just like a weird fucking fever dream experience. I don't know how to explain
Stay tuned for next episode because we're going to unleash what the hell happened in this movie.
No, it'll 100% end up on a... If we keep doing this after the four quarters and we just keep adding quarters, it'll end up on a list eventually.
What does this have to do with Chris Jenner?
Oh, fuck, yes. That's what we started. Sorry. Okay, so Jennifer Lawrence, she's making this really fucked up movie and she said that they're like, how did you cope with like making such a fucking weird movie? And she said that in between takes, they had like a tent set up in like a random corner. And she would go into the tent and there was a DVD player and a TV set up. And it was just Keeping Up with the Kardashians on repeat. And she would just go in there and watch that for like hours. And it's just because it kind of cleared her head. And apparently they heard that and they asked her to like come to a party or something. And now they're fucking best friends. But that's why. It's because she said that.
So funny that her friend, before anybody, was Kris Jenner. That just threw me for a right turn. I was like, what?
I remember hearing the story. I think it was from the perspective of like one of them. It was either like Kim, Chloe, or Courtney. It was like one of the three. And they showed up to the mom's house and she was just partying with
Jennifer Lawrence.
And they were fucking hammered. Yeah. Like, it's just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Well, so
there was the one that's like, it's really me. Like that interview where they go on the internet and they're like, it's really me. And they answer questions.
Yeah.
And the one was like, Jennifer Lawrence sounds like the kind of person that would just walk in your home, drink all your wine and be drunk in your house. And Jen's like, yeah. That's about right. Yeah. That's fucking funny.
Segway. So Matthew Vaughn also directed X-Men First Class, which starred Jennifer Lawrence. Finger guns.
You said he directed Mother? Or was Mother off topic?
Off topic. Okay. Layer Cake is my favorite Matthew Vaughn movie, but another movie that's fucking spectacular that isn't fucking weird and I think everybody should watch is he also directed the first Kingsman movie.
Which I saw.
Which is fucking awesome.
We saw it on the cruise.
No, that was the second one. He directed that one too, but the first one's really good.
No, I've seen the first one though.
First one's fucking awesome.
I don't remember where I saw the first one then. Yeah, I liked those movies.
Yeah, by the way, so he's went on to direct a shitload of movies. I love the
main character though. PETA? Is that PETA?
Who? No.
Hunger Games?
No. Taron Egerton is the main character. You're talking about Josh Hutcherson. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Is he not in the Kingsman?
No. Good try, though.
That's the young kid who becomes a spy, right?
Yeah, no, not
Josh. Never mind. Okay, I don't... Whatever.
Next is spoilers.
I just haven't seen these fucking movies, everyone. Welcome to my life. What movie was PETA in that I saw?
I don't fucking know.
Spoilers. Fucking spoilers.
I can't do his accent at all. I'm awful.
Fucking spoilers.
You fucking cockroach. So if there's one thing I fucking love about this movie, so the movie came out obviously way before this fucking video game came out, but like, the game Grand Theft Auto Vice City, obviously ripped off this movie. In the best possible way. Like, it's just like, oh my God, this is a Grand Theft Auto movie.
I heard that before I watched the movie, and I'm like, it totally is.
Oh my God. And it's funny. It just so happens that I just recently played Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Like, it just, like, a year ago. And it's like, oh my God. It's like it's fucking like the exact same story and everything. It's amazing how quickly he climbs up. Eh? And it's weirdly realistic, if you ask me. Like, I could totally see him paying off the police and paying right. off, like, it's like, oh my God. No, I don't know. I like Skyfish.
That's a thing, though. Like, oh, 100%. Even all these 5-star Michelin star restaurants, they pay their food delivery people so that they'll deliver the freshest food to them.
See, that's
and the highest paid person gets.
So, Scarface is a remake of a movie. I don't know if you know this. It was a remake of a movie by Howard Hawks from the 30s, I believe, called Scarface, obviously. Okay. At the very end, they actually dedicate the movie to Howard Hawks. And I don't remember the second name. I believe it's Brian, it's like Gett or something like that. They were the director and writer of the original, of the original movie. Both movies, Scarfaces, are based off of the life of Al Capone.
I heard the original, though, was more...
Yeah. The original takes place in Chicago. It's Italian gangsters. It's very Al Capone. It makes sense, because that was Al Capone's life. He had the scars on his face. They call him Scarface. Kind of the same thing.
I didn't know that.
This was... So somebody saw that movie and was like, I want to remake it. So they kind of updated it to
modernized
the 80s. Like, what was going on in the 80s? The Cuban Missile Crisis and shit like that, right? I think... This is the better remake. I think this is one of the best remakes in history, if you ask me. Like, I think it fucking works way better than the original did. Like, it's really? Such a fucking solid movie. He is the worst person in the world, eh? Tony Montana?
He's not great.
He's a fucking awful human being. Until he saves those kids' lives. How, it's such a, like...
He said no, and the guy was like...
It's like,
this we is, have to.
Yeah. And it's like the no. one moment where he kind of has a heart and it's so weird. It's like, oh. Because
he hit his wife, so he doesn't care about hitting women.
Yeah.
I think it's because it was after the scene of him at the restaurant with Michelle when he's like,
I want kids.
You can't even bear me a child because you're so fucked up.
Yeah.
I think he probably wanted, because every... drug head you would think would want kids to carry on their name.
Sure. It's like every king in like Game of Thrones.
So it's sad that it's like, you know,
yeah.
Montana of Crystally Rock will
never yeah.
you know.
I thought that was very interesting. They gave him that moment. Like, no, I refuse to kill kids. That's right. It's like that I find that super interesting. And it's right before he fucking dies. So, like, that's, like, right at the very end of the movie. So...
And I knew Sailor, my little friend, like, I knew that line.
Oh, of course. If you don't literally know that line, come on, like...
And I was just waiting for, like, that to come up, because I didn't know what was happening.
Be honest. How satisfying.
It was kind of
nice. It's amazing, right?
It was kind of nice.
When he fucking, Sailor, my little friend.
Unfortunately, it was a little unrealistic, because everybody that was robbing him... has the aim of a stormtrooper.
Right, and he has, like, the aim of a fucking sharpshooter? Is
there was,
me?
Like, 30 of them shooting all, like, Samuel Jackson and fucking Vincent standing there, and all the bullets went around him, and I was like, guys, there's, like, 40 of you in front of him. But, yeah, he fucking... Okay, I did not expect that.
I love it. He's, like, fucking taking him. He's like, you can't fucking kill me. He's like,
he's so fucked up.
And then Buddy just shoots him in the back with a shotgun. It's like, oh my God.
So what, do you know what the blow was? Because I keep hearing, I heard milk powder, and then I heard it was baby laxatives.
I've heard it was milk powder.
Oh, so you heard the same thing I did.
I heard it was milk powder. I also heard it really fucked up Al Pacino's nose, apparently.
Yeah, I heard it. It was his nose cavity was all fucked up for a few years.
But and I heard it was milk, which I've never heard that before. I've heard of, like, modern day movies, they use like placebo, like sugar pills, and they just crush that.
Doesn't that fucking hurt?
You'd think. Here's the thing. I've never done cocaine before. I've never sniffed it. I have no fucking clue. I feel like it would fuck your nose up. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I never understood how they did that. Because here's the thing. You would think it'd be easier to make a cone shape out of, like, some silicone that has, like, some tape on the top to put that into your nose so that when you sniff it, all the powder will get stuck to the tape and it won't go in your nose. That, to me... That's how I thought makes sense. And I found out that doesn't exist. I'm like, they're actually putting that shit in their brain?
That what you just said is actually genius.
Like, am I stupid? Like, how put tape all inside that whole cone so all the powder gets stuck?
I don't know. Or you just don't show it, like...
Blows my fucking mind. And then they're like, hey, well, there's a dollar bill. Put glue or tape inside the dollar bill and the filter so it doesn't go in your nose and it stops the top of the bill. They won't notice because the bill's in your nose. Like, I don't understand how why you would put sugar in your brain.
I don't know. That's what they... It's for the movies, Ashley. It's for the movies.
I know. Yeah, but I would rather eat an octopus alive than snort, because I've never done cocaine either.
Yeah.
So to think of, I, you know, like...
Ashley, say I said, I will pay you $10 million if you put some sugar up
your nose.
You have
some sugar now?
Like, I'll fucking do real cocaine. Like, what do you want? Like,
fuck, I'll do real shit. At least give me the fucking Cuban shit. I remember talking to our dad's friend. I never met the man before. We were at a party. And I don't know why I was talking to this 50-year-old guy. He wasn't hitting on me or anything, right? I had to just say that. And he said that in the day that he was younger, they all snorted Tang in class.
What?
I was like, what? That's a thing? Yeah, our dad's neighbor. I can't even tell you his name. But it was this full-on story, and we became besties because his story was that he used to sniff Tang. And then, like, an hour later, our dad was like, hey, I have fucking vodka orange juice. And it was made with Tang, and it was the best inside joke. And we just became besties. So the thought of, like, and I understand that they have body doubles for this. And I've heard this.
Okay.
That there's, like, actual, like, stunt people that will do the snorting for you. Because you just see the hair. You don't have to see the face. I've heard that before. It just fucking boggles
me. Imagine being a snorting double on a movie.
Dude, you get paid that much money? Fuck yeah. When you don't even care, maybe you did so many drugs that it's so fucking ruined anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I know Al hurt himself with the gun as well. When he was saying, like, hello, say hello, my little friend.
Oh, I heard he grabbed the barrel.
The barrel, yeah. I heard. And he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
And he was so into it, he didn't give a fuck. You know, actors, the best, hands fucking down, best acting ever was Leonardo DiCaprio with the fucking glass.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like when you're in the moment, you don't care.
It's like,
and
then fuck
the,
it, yeah.
Cut, and you're like, dude, I fucked up. Dude, like, his blood, he smeared all over that chick's face. I was like,
yeah.
And Django Unchained. I was like, oh, that poor girl did not see that coming.
Apparently, Steven Spielberg directed a lot of that too. Them storming the house.
Really?
Apparently, Steven Spielberg was on set. Apparently, Steven Spielberg and Brian De Palma have, like, a thing where they just keep showing up to each other's movies, like, movie sets.
What a bromance.
I know. And Steven Spielberg showed up to this on that day. So that he's like, hey, you want to direct some movie? He's like, okay. So, like, dudes, like, throwing the ropes on the roof and shit. Like, that was directed by Spielberg and stuff like that. So that's kind of fun.
What a fucking cool, like, friendship where you're like, oh, I'm directing something, but I got to go one day. I got to, you know, be support of my buddy. Because here's the thing is, all these actors are so catty because they want the jobs. The directors are so catty because they're all competition.
Yeah, it's ego, right? It's like, no, I want to be the one who gets all the jobs. I love it when people work together.
It's like, why the fuck does it matter? Why can't you just, like, be friends?
No,
that's so cute. Where it's like, at least one of us succeeds, man. And then if you win the fucking Globe, then I'm coming to your party next year. And guess who's buying everything? Fuck you. Like... Oh, I love that.
I gotta throw it out there. Do you think his buddy should have seen the ending coming? Like, he's banging his sister. I mean, don't get me wrong. Tony Montana overreacted, but, like,
so
he should have seen that shit coming.
When she said, like, we just got married yesterday and we were gonna surprise you.
Yeah, that's where it's like, oh.
I actually feel like, no, he did not see that coming. I think he did the honorable route where he was like, I'm going to marry her. This is not... So Tony will know. And I think if Tony knew they were married, it would have been different.
I agree.
Rather than, oh, you caught me with your sister. Oops. Like, that is shitty.
And he's got a smile on his face. He's like, hey, what's up, buddy? And then he sees his sister and he's like, oh, it's like, oh, buddy, you're going to get fucked right up.
Like, to be fair. So, no, I don't think he saw that coming. I think it was.
Yeah. He thought he was doing the right thing, but like, oh, boy.
He married her. Like, how cute.
That is cute.
Man. And it's just sad. And then that happened. And then. She got in the car with Tony. I would have never,
right,
ever been near you.
And I feel bad for the mom who's like, man, she was such a nice girl. And then you fucking show up and look at her now. Like, she's you. Like, it's like, oh, that's such a bummer. Like,
it's so sad.
How, like, yeah, people have influence on you like that. Like, I don't know.
I agreed with the mom the first time when he tried to give her money. And she was like, it's dirty money. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I can see that. But
at the same time, I see also his side of it where he's like, you're my fucking mom.
I agree.
To help you. Like,
I completely with both sides.
Yeah.
Because I would have done the same thing.
Oh, 100%.
I would have been like, hey, I want to take care of you, mom.
If I was a drug dealer, half of my money, I'd be like, hey, fucking take this shit. Go buy yourself a new, better house. Like,
right. Go buy whatever you want. Anything. Keep the shitty house, but do you want a fucking boat? Like, whatever the fuck you want. But I can see where the mom's coming from, being like, we're doing just fine, Tony. No, but... The sister took it. That was super cute.
Yeah.
At least she took it, right? Yeah, and there was actually a super odd fact with this movie that I found very funny. So, I'll just read the whole paragraph.
Sure.
Because it's kind of very off topic. One actress with a small role vanished after the movie.
I did hear this. I want to say it was the girl... Okay, it's one of two girls, but they could be the same girl. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, there's the scene where the chainsaw scene.
Yeah.
Okay. His buddy is outside in the car.
With the blonde girl. Blue bathing suit.
Apparently, I think it's that girl. Either her or there's a scene later. Okay, the guy's name is it Manny?
Manny.
Okay, thank you. Manny is in bed with a girl. And it's after Tony gets shot up in the club. Right. And he's like, what do you know? And he's like, I need you here right
now.
I was like, all right, I'm fucking coming. They could be the same girl.
Oh, it could be the same chick.
But it's, but either way, it's one of those two girls.
It's a busty blonde, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, so her name was Tammy Lynn Leppert. So she had a part flirting with Manny. Sadly, this is a true story. Sadly, she later became more famous, though, on Unsolved Mysteries episode about her mysterious disappearance. Leppert was allegedly mentally unbalanced and even freaked out on the set. She's still never found to this day. Yeah. Which is funny because I watched that show.
Oh, no shit.
What was on that show that I heard was the chick with the water tank. That's how I found the show.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, Mysteries Unsolved.
Oh.
So, like, that's how...
Yeah.
So it's so funny that I've seen that episode...
Yeah, I did.
And I didn't even know who the fuck she was.
I did read about this. It was like she had a meltdown on set because I believe her like boyfriend owed somebody money or she owed somebody money or something. And somebody said they were going to kill her and they're like, okay, that sucks. And they kind of like, you know, like, okay, you're going to be fine. And they kind of sent her on her way.
Confided her.
And then like a couple of months later, she just went missing. It was just one of those like, oh, maybe she was fucking serious. Like, it's just
holy
one of those things.
Fuck.
So...
So sad, but that is unfortunately a true story. Yeah. Also, Tony is only referred to Scarface once in the whole movie.
And in fucking Spanish.
And it's in Spanish.
So, but it's, okay, so Al Capone was called Scarface because he had scars on his cheeks. But it was more of like an insult. People used to call him Scarface, and he didn't like it very much.
Oh.
So when the other movie comes out, like the original movie... Again, it's more of like the people call him Scarface, but he doesn't like it very
just
much.
Just to jab him.
Yeah. So this movie, it's a remake of that movie, so they want to keep the same title, and they gave him the scar on his eye, but it's one of those things.
Which, how did he get the scar?
It doesn't say. He just... Mm. It's funny, because you think like maybe he got in a knife fight or something. It's actually funny. I have a buddy who has a scar exactly like that, and he got it. He was riding his bike on the side of the road. and he was like riding and he was looking behind them talking to somebody else, and he looked forward and somebody was parked on the side of the road with a boat attached to the car, and he fucking went head first into the propeller, and that's what fucked his, that's what gave the scar. So it's like, it's very possible that it was just something like that. Like, it's just an accident. Yeah. I have
somehow that story, like, he sounds like a moron. That was the most badass way to go. Right? I was going to say he should say fuck that and just be like, some guys tried jumping me.
I fought 10 guys at one time. They hit on my lady and I was like, nuh-uh.
But man, when you said propeller, I was like, oh shit. Never mind. Maybe that shit's pretty badass already.
I got a scar over my eyebrow actually. And it was, but only you only really see it when I like take a shower, like when my hair's wet and it's like down. And I got it from a bathtub. I was really young and I just slipped on the floor and I fucking smacked my face on the bathtub. So
Dale has a big scar under his lip and I'm like, unfortunately, this is true. I've heard it from both sides. And I go, how did you get that? You know, first date questions. And he goes, I was really fucking drunk and I asked my buddy to punch me and he actually did it.
Why? Goes, why would he punch him in the mouth? Why the mouth?
Dude, and no. Like, so you can fuck
your teeth that way.
No, I don't think he punched him in the lip. I think it was at Hooligans. You would know what that means. It's a local bar.
Yeah.
And he punched him and Dale fell and he hit his face.
Oh.
But I think he hit his face on like that cement barrier where your car goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just, I'm like, dude, you sound so uncool. Can you just say like, but what you said, like, a guy hit on my girl.
Some turns dude out, was trying to mug
turns
me.
Turns out he was in the mafia and his 8 bigger brothers were at the bar. So I fought them all. Like, fuck, man. So anyways, you never hear how he got the scar. Do we know how Al Capone got the scar?
I don't, actually. And I really should. I've read a lot of books about Al Capone.
Actually. Dude, I even watched all of his shit. I saw his prison cell. I know all about what prison he was in.
We're going to Google it, actually. I'm very curious. How did... Oh, fuck. I don't know how to spell. How did...
All right. Capone inadvertently insulted a woman while working the door... And he was slashed with a knife 3 times in the left side of his face by her brother. Again, the brother story, right?
Yeah.
Frank Galluccio, I guess. The wounds led to the nickname Scarface, which Capone loathed.
I'm glad you're better at searching shit than
I am. No, I went on Wikipedia and I searched for the word scar. I cannot believe you didn't do that.
Listen, I'm not as good at this as you are.
It took me 3.4 seconds. Yeah, that's crazy to be slashed in the face by a knife.
That was fucking suck.
3 times. You didn't even die? How fucking cool.
Well, like, even...
how fucking badass is that?
Yeah.
But again, he got slashed, not stabbed. Like, the chances. 3 different times of not being stabbed, but being slashed.
Yeah, that's
that's crazy. Fucking cool. He was meant to be a fucking gangster.
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 All right, let's switch it to Layer Cake. It's the movie that kind of lost, so we should maybe give it some love. Throwing it out there, do you think he dies at the end?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, he got shot.
What a bummer, eh? What a bummer ending. He fucking gets out.
He was leaving.
He gets out, I know.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, I'm... Who, by the way, the buddy is in it again, Marlon.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Is it Marlon in this one, too?
No.
Just cut that out. Really?
Cut me down. So he dies, yeah. What a bummer to go out over a girl, right? And I get it. She's very attractive and everything, but, like, what a bummer.
I can't believe she forgave him after just leaving that night.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like he meant to. He got fucking kidnapped.
Yeah, she doesn't know that.
That's true.
She was just... He was just gone.
She was really into
him. She was all sexy, and she's like, oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
I guess he doesn't want me.
She was the only American... In the entire cast.
I heard. So was that Sydney that shot him?
Yeah. Her ex-boyfriend. Or her boyfriend. I don't know.
Why would Sydney shoot him?
Because he was dating her.
Yeah, but that was the reason? Or
what? I guess.
The way it sounded.
Or here's the thing, though.
It sounded like he was hired. Maybe. I thought he was hired.
Well, here's the thing. It could either be that or the Duke thing. He killed. He had a hand in Duke. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Didn't he say that at the end? He's like, this is for Duke?
No, he said, I'm sorry. And then he runs away because he's such a fucking bitch. He's just like, I'm so sorry. And then he like runs away. Like literally, it's like, oh my God. Like he doesn't actually say why.
She's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
With her fucking guy.
Oh my God. And then she like she's like leans over. She like is leaning into his cheek and then gives fucking Daniel Craig the number. Yeah, she's a fucking asshole. Like,
it's like, what the fuck?
But to be fair, they're all fucking evil people. They're all bad people, right?
He's not. He's fine. It's his uncle who's...
Oh, you mean Sydney? Yeah, the Duke is right. A fucking idiot.
But Sydney's normal.
Yeah, it's true. Who do you think's the better drug dealer? Daniel Craig from Layer Cake or Tony Montana?
Definitely Daniel Craig.
Right? He's just a smart guy.
He's more smart.
There's just something about him. And I love... He has a line that I actually love, where he's like, respect your enemy. Only stupid people think police officers are stupid. And it's just like, that's a great way to look at it, actually.
Well, because he even says in the very beginning, like, don't associate with yourself with wannabe gangsters.
Yeah, and that, like, the Duke.
Right.
Right? Who, ironically, the guy who plays the Duke, I believe his father or his uncle was an actual London gangster. Like, a notorious...
Fucking cool.
Right? So, the guy who played Duke was in another movie that is actually reminiscent of this. If you like Layer Cake, you should probably watch it. It's pretty fucking good. It's called Gangster Number One. I recommend it. It's pretty fucking awesome. Stars Paul Bettany, and it's just about like London gangsters and like kind of like it's kind of the same as like a Scarface, like the rise and fall of like a gangster. It's pretty fucking good. But Layer Cake, I like how smart the main character is.
That's what I.
And he still gets fucked at the end.
See, that's what I mean. Like Tony is. Which I know people like that. I'm sometimes like that. Where your anger just does whatever and then you have to deal with the consequences after.
Yeah.
While Daniel Craig is like, no, I'm not going to get angry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose my cool.
I don't deal with people like that. Like, yeah.
We're going to be very calculated.
Love it. There's a scene where Duke is like, he's like, your pills aren't worth that much. And the Duke starts freaking out. And then Daniel Craig's just like, you know what? I got your... samples, I'll be in touch. And he just like gets up and leaves.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, he doesn't deal with that. He's like, no, I'm smarter than this.
Because even the ending, because he's like, did I think he was going to give me $3 million? No.
Yeah.
He and already knew he was going to get ripped off.
But here's the thing though. I don't know if you, again, he knew he was going to get ripped off so much that he hired those two guys to get the pills back.
Yeah, to get the pills back.
So it's like, he knew he was going to get ripped off. So he ripped them off at the end. So like,
he's like, this is the car it's going to go in.
Yeah.
They're going to be leaving at this time because that's when the meeting is.
Yeah. So you fucking hit them and then we'll get the pills back and we'll just sell them. So it's like in the end he wins. And I love that. Even after, and I love, there's actually a really interesting scene where, and they don't explain it, which I find super interesting. It's Eddie Temple. So the guy on the fucking top. And he's like, do you know what a remora fish is?
He said, yeah.
Oh, actually, I do. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm trying to think what the boss's name is. Is it Lenny Taylor? The drug dealer's boss.
I don't know.
Oh, Jimmy Price. There it is. So he's like, do you know what a remora fish is? And he's like, oh, yes, I do. And he's like, Jimmy Price has been swimming in my slipstream for too long. So a remora fish... is a fish that'll follow a bigger fish so the bigger fish takes all of the pressure of the water and they like follow in their slipstream.
How fucking smart.
Right? And it's a very clever line that you don't explain. Just like, do you know where more fish is? Yeah. He's like, Jimmy Price been swimming in my fucking slipstream
for 15 years.
For way too long. Yeah. And it's after he has him tied up and he's like, he's tied up on the building top.
So it's because he is taking all the heat, but this guy
is
hiding.
He's just like kind of making money off of him. Like, and I love the idea. Like, I don't know. Like I like the movie a lot and I can understand why it's so complicated. Cause it's like, okay, he gets hired to do a drug deal and he gets hired to find a girl, but then it's like, oh, the girl, it turns out doesn't need to be found, but Jimmy Price wants her found so he can hold her
hostage.
Kidnap
her.
Yeah.
And he's hired for that. But if he finds her, then he's dead. But if he doesn't find her, then this guy's going to kill
him. Exactly.
And that's where I'm getting all confused. Because like, then he's like, he's settling all of his problems. And I'm like.
And it has nothing to do with drug dealing.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, what?
Yeah. And then there's the whole drug dealer thing where like, he wants to buy the pills from Duke. but he doesn't want to. And then it turns out that Duke robbed a fucking Serbian gangster. And because the Duke's a fucking idiot, he's throwing this guy's name around. And it's like, why the fuck am I being involved in this? Like, he said you were a part of it. Like, so it's just like, oh, fuck. So then they have to, like, settle this debt with the Serbian gangster and the pills. And, okay, what did you think of that scene when Morty beats that guy, like, almost to death in the diner? It's like first person from the guy getting beat up. It's fantastic. I think it's such an interesting scene.
I'm trying to remember. The only thing I really remember is him hitting Daniel Craig with the fish eyes. I'm trying to
think. Oh, no, that one's later. That's when he, like, finds out that he's the one to kill Jimmy Price. And he's like,
how? Yeah, because he's like, I have the tapes. I have the tapes. Listen to the tapes.
Yeah. And he's like, that's that scene. How do you know he killed Jimmy Price? He's like, the fucking gun I gave you. It's like, that's how I know. Like, he gave him the gun. And it's like, the gun was the same gun that was used in a murder, like, decades ago. And he's like, yeah, because I'm the one who fucking killed that guy. That's why I had the gun. So I gave the gun to you, and you're the one who fucking killed Jimmy Price.
Right.
It's like, and I like that. But there's a later scene when Morty's in the diner. So Morty's the black guy, that one who, like, and they're in the diner. And then I believe his name's Freddy. Freddy walks in, and he's like the homeless guy. And he's like, hey. And he's like, do you mind buying me some breakfast? And Morty's like, sure. And he buys him some breakfast, and the guy's a fucking slob. He's like, hey, do you mind spotting me $5?
Oh.
And he beats the living fuck out of him. Yeah,
because doesn't he put his head in a box? No, that's not him.
No, that's Duke.
Yeah.
No. So it says that there was a guy who killed himself, and Morty, out of, like, loyalty, he offered to dispose of the body. And while they were driving, the driver fell asleep at the wheel because he was drunk. And he just stopped at a stoplight and fell asleep. So the police pulled over the car because, like, this fucking car's just sitting here in the middle. And they found the fucking body. And Morty ended up getting 10 years because of it. And that's the thing. So, like, he's seeing this guy, and this guy is the one who fell asleep. So he's seeing this guy who fell asleep at the fucking wheel and got him 10 years in prison.
Oh, I see.
And the guy's asking him for money. And, you want to spot me $5? And he's like, how about I give you 10? And he's like, 10 long fucking years. And then he beats the living fuck out of him. But it's from the perspective of Freddy. And it's like, oh my God. It's
because I remember that scene, because he's like, yet hippies are dealing Quaaludes and they're only getting...
Yeah, but the problem is, he was a black guy. He was black.
Right.
And that's why he's like, back then it was worse than being a fucking junkie. It was like being black, right? So he got 10 years. And Freddy got like nothing. Freddy got like I think it was like 2 years or something.
I remember that. Holy, I remember the scene with the guy. I don't remember the beating up part.
I don't know. There's a lot to the movie that I really like. I think it's
I'll definitely have to watch it again.
Yeah.
If you like it that much, I'll watch it again.
I like it a lot. I think it's really good. I think Daniel Craig's fucking amazing in it. I think the guy who plays, what's his name? The second in command. Jimmy's second in command.
I have the Duke, Eddie Temple.
Gene.
Calm.
Cole. Yeah.
Cole Meany.
Yeah. I think the guy who plays Gene is fantastic. He's like, there's one scene where Daniel Craig stands up and walks away from the Duke, and the Duke's like, you wouldn't be so fucking tough if you didn't have Gene on your side. And Gene turns around and he's like, yeah, but he fucking does, doesn't he? And he like just walks, but it's like so like, as a matter of fact, I fucking love it. I think it's fantastic. No, man, I fucking love this movie a lot, and you know what? I'm happy it was on the list, but, I mean, Scarface is a fucking awesome movie, so I'm also very happy that was on the list.
That's the problem. When you're up against movies like this...
You just can't help it.
A lot of times...
Yeah.
It's hard.
Cool. All right, I'm done. You?
Yeah, I'm done. All right, so, cool. Scarface, Carry On, Layer Cake, Sorry, see you next time. I'll watch it again, because you like it that much.
I liked it, so... Okay, cool. All right.
Boy, 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 boy.